You're listening to Smart Talk. I'm Scott Lamar. The Pennsylvania Media Group is hosting a statewide virtual event in collaboration with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission tomorrow called Peace and Justice in Pennsylvania. It's designed to examine Pennsylvania's current state of affairs around diversity, equity, and inclusion. They'll discuss efforts to counter extremism and hate groups in the state and how to support the people and organizations that are leading the response. Joining us to talk about this webinar tomorrow is Joyce Davis, Outreach and Opinion Editor for Penn Live and the Patriot News and formerly here at WITF. Joyce, welcome to the program. Tell us about Peace and Justice in Pennsylvania. Tell us about what it's about.
Sure. Well, great. It's great to be with you again, Scott, and to be with all my friends and former colleagues at WITF. But this event is really, I think, an important one for our state, for all of us, because it's our opportunity, we hope, to step back and kind of assess how well are we doing to counter extremism, to counter hate crimes, to promote equality, just as it says, peace and justice in our state. It was natural to partner with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission because it's their job to do that. They are supposed to investigate hate crimes. They're supposed to try to prevent them from happening. They have a mission to educate our region about how to, counter extremism. So it all works pretty well. And then we were able to partner with them to bring in an incredible speaker, Dr. Eddie S. Gloud, who is an author, who is a professor in the religion and African-American studies departments at Princeton, and frankly, is just renowned for being a provocative and insightful thinker on these kinds of issues.
I want to talk about that in just a moment about Dr. Gloud. But, this is an important conversation, Joyce, to have anytime. But it seems especially important now. Why?
Well, it's important now because let's face it, our nation is divided. Our nation has come through a pretty significant summer when Black Lives Matter protests were being held. And, it highlighted just the work that still needs to be done to really advance and to really eradicate racism. Let's face it, there is racism at every level of our societies. There is racism, even as Dr. Gloud will tell you, inside the churches. So it's important that we no longer cover this up. The only way, as you know, to really solve a problem is to face that you have a problem. And once you do that, you can begin taking the steps to deal with the problem. So it's important now because our nation is so divided. We are seeing misinformation spread repeatedly by even, once respected officials. We have to basically reestablish trust. We have to reestablish connections. And we do that by simply breaking down and stopping extremists from exploiting the divisions that exist here.
You mentioned that Dr. Eddie Gloud Jr. is provocative, that this will be a provocative conversation. He's also written two books, Democracy in Black, How Race Still Enslaves the American Soul, and In a Shade of Blue, Pragmatism and the Politics of Black America. The titles alone are provocative, and you have written that he won't sugarcoat anything. What can the audience expect?
Well, keep in mind, they're provocative to white people. They're not provocative to Black people. I mean, they're just telling it like it is. I mean, it's just so it. There you go. He's going to simply state, at least from his perspective, just what the problem is. And that problem can make some people feel uncomfortable. That's why it's provocative. We all like to think we live in the best nation on earth. And Lord knows I have lived overseas three times. And I can say that, yes, this is the best nation on earth. But, every country believes they're the best nation. They have the best culture. So what he does, though, is not shy away from telling you really what is stopping our nation and our society from being the best that it can be. And we cannot ignore that the country was founded on racist principles, slavery, treating some human beings as less than equal, as less than human. That's a horrible foundation for a nation, and we can't sugarcoat that. We can't gloss over it, and he does not. But more than that, we can't gloss over that. We still have that problem today. We have it in our boardrooms. We have it, you know, in our churches. We have it just in everyday life. There are still issues that are preventing Black people, brown people, from being treated as completely equal citizens in this nation.
So who will be the audience that will be participating in the webinar tomorrow?
Well, we hope it'll be a general audience, an audience that would generally tune in to anything that Penn Live does or that WITF does. So it's for our state. It's for everyone in our state to come together to discuss, to understand, to learn, and hopefully to be inspired. Because I think they will leave inspired that, look, we love our nation. We love our state. We want what is best. But just as if you have a disease, if you have a cancer, you don't just let it grow. You don't look at it and do something about it. You move in to identify it and to excise it. And I think that's what Dr. Glad, and I think that's what the PHRC itself is doing. And that's why we're going to step back and look at their work and look at how we can make our state and the people aware, first of all, that we have an inordinate number of hate groups based in Pennsylvania. I found that as someone who was born and raised in the South in New Orleans, I found that startling. I thought I was coming to the enlightened North when I came to Pennsylvania, only to find out, nope, we've got problems here as well. So basically what this is about is every year we hope to be able to focus a spotlight on how well we are doing. And frankly, Scott, I think we're going to be doing better and better as we look at, as we not hide, as we honestly deal with the problem. I do have hope, and I think he will also share that there's hope if we really treat this problem as a problem and begin addressing it.
When you say that you're looking for a general audience, and but you also said that we are a divided nation, and I think everyone who's being honest with themselves realize that. How do you get someone to come in to participate with an open mind if they aren't already predisposed to the belief that, you know, of what you said about a nation founded on inequity and on slavery?
Right. Well, clearly, if you're really racist and you know it, and you're proud of it, you're not going to probably tune in.
Right, right.
And there's not much we're going to be able to do. If you are bent on hatred, and if you're bent on going against everything this country stands for, everything a human being stands for, then you're lost. There's nothing I'm going to be able to do, or Dr. Glaude, or anybody's going to be able to do to change that. But that's not, I do not believe that's the majority of Americans or of Pennsylvanians. The majority of people are good, decent, honest people who may not be aware because they are not as enlightened or educated. That's one of the great things that's come out of the Black Lives Matter movement, that more people are trying to learn. Well, have I missed something here? If you're a white person who's only lived around other white people or in certain areas where that weren't diverse, well, maybe you really don't understand. Maybe you also have been not as well educated in your schools about American history. Maybe there's, so people with open minds, people who want to learn, this is for them. If you are simply a dyed-in-the-wool KKKer, no, this is not for you.
I doubt you'll have too many.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They won't be there.
Joyce, I want to thank you very much for being with us today. We have about 30 seconds left. Logistics for those who would like to join in the webinar tomorrow.
Well, if they should go to Penn Live's webpage, and there will be all kinds of prominent things for justice and peace and justice in PA. You click on that and you should join the webinar. The reason why I think you should register and join the actual webinar as opposed to watching it on Facebook Live, which it will be there, is you can write in your questions. We will be looking at those. I will be looking at those since I'll be moderating it, and I'll be trying to answer as many of those questions as I can. After Dr. Glaude's speech, weeks, we will have an open discussion with Chad Lasker, myself, and one of your reporters, I believe, the Latino reporter.
Anthony Orozco. That's right. And
what's his name?
Anthony Orozco. Yeah.
Yeah. So he will be there, and we will have a discussion, and I'll be looking to see any questions coming in.
All right, Joyce. Thank you very much. Joyce Davis, outreach and opinion editor for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Thank you, Joyce. I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.